Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What's poppin', congregation? Yes, it's me, Scam Goddess, aka Lacey Mosley. I guess aka shouldn't be my real name, but y'all know, crime. Anyways, it's another episode of Scam Goddess. We love robbery, we love fraud, flim flam, bandoogles. Is that it? Boondoggle? Something like that. Anyways, I'm very what? Yes, excited. And guys, I know every week I say this, that I'm very excited, but y'all don't understand the energy that is about to be brought into this space. I hope y'all light a candle, burn some sage. Did y'all charge y'all's crystals? Are y'all ready? Today we have the actress, writer, host on the show. She's the voice of Sergeant Megan in the comedy Crossing Swords, whose season 2 is now available on Hulu December 10th, honey. Also, check her out in Disney Plus original show, which just got a second season, honey. Big shot, y'all. Disney Plus original. Big shot. Watch her new shows. But also, like, this is an icon. Like, I don't know if y'all have heard of Community. I don't know if y'all have heard of just, like, I don't know, Black greatness. I don't know. Like, this woman is like my sister. I love this woman so much. I looked up to her. Oh my God, I look up to her so much. I'm so happy she's here. Congregation, please welcome Yvette Nicole Brown. Hey.
Woo!
Yes. Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you here. So good to see you.
I am so happy to be with you. This has been on my calendar for about 2 or 3 weeks and I've been, two or three months feels like. And I've been so excited. Can I give you flowers? I'm like, I'm not even going to look at the Zoom while I do this. I'm just going to look down the barrel of my mic to say this to you.
Don't make me cry.
No, first of all, you are supremely talented, which I've said 1,000 times, but something that you have that I don't know that you have or that you know is a gift is that you're a chameleon. Every version of you, if it's a podcaster, if it's on Black Lady Sketch Show, if it's on iCarly, version of you is so unique and different that it's almost like a different person, which means you can get people discovering you and loving you and following you that don't even know that they love and follow you somewhere else. Because let me tell you something. I was listening to Scam Goddess for a while before I did Black Lady Sketch Show, and I didn't know you were the same Lacey. That's how unique your gifts are. So I want you to know that God has created so many amazing lanes for you, and this is just one of them. I know you know that, but there's about 57 other things that you can do, and some of it I don't think you even know yet. So I just want to say that. You're so talented, honey.
Thank you. Wow, you just made me cry. I'm like,
really
crying.
I didn't make you cry.
Yeah,
I didn't even look at you. I didn't look at you because I wanted to make sure that I said what I wanted to say, so I didn't really, like, look at you. But yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Wow. I never started an episode of this podcast crying. But here we are, guys. Get in, girls. We're going crying. Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's
man.
Good to see you, honey.
Goodness. You look amazing.
So do you.
So, shit.
It's so religion. When the Lord tell me to tell somebody something, I'm going to tell them. I don't care where we are. I'm going to tell you.
No one has thrown me at the beginning of a podcast like this.
I got to tell you about your goodness.
Will appreciate that.
You know how we do anyway. That's how we do. That's how we get down. There ain't tears. We ain't done it right.
Listen, amen. I have to ask you about what... Do you have a relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Like,
Where do you fall? I'm from East Cleveland, so
East Cleveland? What does that mean?
Come on, that means the hood hood. The hood hood. People from Detroit know. Chicago know about East Cleveland. So I have been around scams. I know scams well. Okay. I am not often scammed. I did get scammed recently, which I really Ooh. Was shocked because I'm usually better than this. And I was like, am I old now?
Yes,
this...
we were talking about this on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
So listen, so everybody knows that I have a Lego problem. And it's not a problem, but I love Lego. And so I build Lego almost every night. And so I'm running out of sets and I'm always buying sets. For those that are concerned, I also donate the sets. So I make them and then I put them in a big Ziploc baggie and with the instructions in the box and send them to Goodwill so somebody else can get to play as well. So I'm not just hoarding Lego, but I do have a lot of Lego. So I found this site that looked like the Lego site. Like it said Lego.com. They spoofed the shit out of this site. And so I went crazy because everything was like $5. And I should have known. I should have known. But I'm like, it's Black Friday. It wasn't fine. It's like everything was like $70, but
okay,
it's like
but
Black
you
Friday.
Know, like Legos are expensive.
I know.
You gotta pay top dollar to stub your toe.
I do know this, but and this is why the scam was so good. It said Lego.com and it said Black Friday surprise sale.
Okay,
so it
surprise.
felt like I had gotten into behind the velvet rope because they know I love VIP. VIP. I'm very important. VIP. So I got up in there and went ape shit. I got like, when I say like 10, I went crazy. Everything I ever wanted, I got. And as soon as, and you had to, you only use PayPal. And that probably is what should have tricked me because, should have got me because usually if it's only PayPal, it just feels a little scammy. They usually mm-hmm. give you options. PayPal is one. It should not be the only way you can
no,
pay.
No, because PayPal is like, I'm Bennett and I ain't in it. So that's once what, you send the money, they be like, no
Don't
hands.
I know it now? Don't I know it now? Did not know it then.
We say right. PayPal, not pay friend.
Not pay friend.
Pay family.
Not pay love you. Pay. Okay. Pay, okay. So I
pay acquaintance.
I clicked the button. Right.
Okay.
And the money flew out of my account.
Mm-hmm.
And after I and then I got the receipt from PayPal and the receipt from PayPal was nothing Lego at all. The name of the company switched to Toy Brick. It was coming from China, like all these Chinese characters. No shade to China, but that's what it said. And then it was someone's personal email was the website. And I was
not
like,
wait, now,
I'm sending this to Miriam in Peoria. This is supposed to be Mr. Lego. So that began the opus of trying to get my money back. I have it back.
Okay,
PayPal. PayPal. PayPal for a good 2 or 3 days was acting like they didn't know who I was or what. And this
you
is the thing.
You thought y'all was pals.
This is what I thought said, we was pals, no. Lacey. And this is the thing. This is what got me the most. I reached out to PayPal like 15 minutes after I realized I was scammed. So it's not like they could have just unsent it. Like they could have just clicked a button. But that's not their policy, by the way. Guys, it's not their policy to help you when money's taken from you. So I went to Citibank and Citibank knocked it, took it back. And then PayPal came on board and said, we do believe this is a scam. I said, you do? I've been telling you it's a scam. So anyway, I got my money back. So that was my opus through the PayPal excursion.
Now, did they ever send you the bricks?
They did not send me the toy bricks. And I didn't want them to send me the toy bricks because PayPal also has this policy that if what you get is sort of like what they promised, you're okay. No harm, no foul. So in my mind, if I receive the toy bricks, PayPal's going to say that they are Lego and they're not.
Yeah,
so,
PayPal said vibes. They were like, is the vibe Lego?
Is it giving
the
off,
vibe Starship is it giving, Enterprise?
Is it giving off Lego vibes? Is there an essence of Lego? No, we don't
They didn't
essence.
Have Darth Vader. They had Dark Vader. Well, was he still dark? Then, girl, why are you calling
Why
us?
Are you calling us? So, yes, it was that experience. And listen, I don't want to shade PayPal. Like, I get it. Like, the people that I talked to were lovely. They have to follow the policy of that company. I just think that's a horrible policy. I think especially if you have a customer that says, this is a scam, this just happened to me, everybody should be getting up excited to try to stop this. Like, why should I be the one trying to...
I know. Scams, like, you're talking PayPal, Western Union, Cash App, Venmo. Like, anytime you're sending cryptocurrency, which U.S. dollars can be cryptocurrency
they
if they're transferred through this method, they like, look... I know everybody doing crime on these apps. We can't stop all the crime.
We can't stop
every crime. But this is the thing, Lacey.
We need our 3%. We need our 5%.
That's what I'm saying. It felt like they were more concerned with keeping the scammers happy than the people that are scammed. Like whoever this Miriam chick is in Peoria, wherever she was, I'm just calling her that. She apparently is doing some high volume business with these toy bricks. And PayPal was like, I'm going to need this 3% of all of this stuff she's getting. So
she moving more bricks than Noriega.
She moving more bricks than Noriega.
And I might be proud of her for that. I got to just say, you know, that's the thing about like these currency apps. It's like, they're like, look, this is none of our business. Because at the end of the day, they know you're not going to stop using PayPal because a scam. You're going to blame the scam.
I bet I did. I bet I'm done.
Damn.
I'm done. This is the thing. I don't listen. I am a good steward over my money. I save. I'm that chick, right? Don't play with my money. Do not. I don't care if I had bought just one toy brick and it was 5 cents. I'd have been fighting and lighting up Twitter to get that 5 cents back.
Give me my 5 pennies.
Give me
back.
My 5 pennies back. I don't play.
Okay, listen, she don't play. Y'all heard it in her voice, the bass. It came out. And I'm scared. Like, speaking of, it's so perfect that you said that, because speaking of toy crime, let's get into our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about scams that are popping in the zeitgeist. More often than not, we get a letter from you guys. Snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod.gmail. Do I say dot? scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Wow. Guys, and what do we always say? Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't, fuck up your bag. Amen.
That's right.
So today, I need a fake name. I need a fake name for this person.
Marsha.
Marsha. Oh, love it. Marsha. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it says, Dear Scam Pod Team.
That's official. Isn't that
right.
Nice?
Very official. Yes. Shout out to the team. This is a confessional email as I am revealing my own scam. Okay.
Ooh.
Sadly, now a thing of the past. I have 2 young kids, and for the past couple of years, I've managed to conceal from them the fact that McDonald's Happy Meals come with toys. Wow.
I'm gonna like it already.
Right. Before handing over the box, I would artfully swipe and conceal whatever little gift was hanging out in there and add it to a secret stash. Come Christmas, instead of spending a bunch of money on crappy small gifts for their stockings, I was able to stuff them full of McDonald's freebies. I did buy actual gifts under the tree. I'm not a total monster. That's what she said. That's what Marsha said. Sadly, this year the jig is up and they now expect their toys in the Happy Meal box. I look on in sadness thinking of the savings and annoying gift hunting time that is now forsaken. RIP to a great scam. Hope you'll preach the good news to everyone and other parents can benefit from this as a money saver. Truly a victimless crime. It's a feel-good fraud. Yes, Marsha. I love this, especially if you're like a single mom or you're, you know, a 2-parent household on a budget. Like,
we didn't even really have Christmas when I was a kid. Like, one or two, I remember. But for the most part, it was like, here's some underwear and some socks. Because, you know, single parent home as well. Mom was raising 2 kids on a secretary salary. So it was a whole different situation. I think this is a perfect scam. I don't even think we should call it a scam. I think it's just being smart and wise with your money. I would say going forward, you know, I didn't have a lot of Christmases, so forgive me if what I'm about to say is sacrilegious, but maybe you don't have the stockings. Like, maybe you let what's under the tree do what it do.
She was trying to turn it, though. She said,
But it's like, now that y'all done figured out where them stockings, enjoy Christmas all year long. Every time we go to McDonald's, it's Christmas. That's how I would flip it.
Isn't it crazy that when you're a kid, like, you just want useless plastic?
Yeah.
But now if somebody gave me underwear and socks for Christmas, I'd be like, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Because I don't know where these socks going. Dude. Every time I put them in the wash, they disappear with my hair ties. I don't know where y'all living at.
And all the bobby pins. All the bobby pins.
What is going on? I don't have nobody else living in my house. And I'm constantly like, somebody got to be robbing me.
Somebody taking my bobby pins.
Because where and how? I take the sock off my foot and it's just gone.
I know. My dog takes my socks. Like, I know where my socks go. I just don't know where the bobby pins go.
Okay, well, that's for safekeeping then. Mm. I steal bobby pins from work all the time and I truly, truly don't know where they go.
Like, well, I mean, I really feel like now it's karma for you, because if you're stealing bobby pins, then they can't
steal.
Is it stealing?
I just walked away with what was in my hand.
What was in your hand?
They could have took it out.
You right. You ain't
lying. That's
lied.
Not on me.
Now, you ain't lied. That part you didn't lie about.
It's in me, but it's not on me.
It ain't on me. In me, but not on me. Got it.
And then I only find bobby pins and hair ties when I don't need them.
Like, oh, yeah. As soon as I get braids, I find bobby pins everywhere.
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 Everywhere. I'm like, what is this? What kind of gaslighting situation is going on with my hair product?
You know where else they are? In the wig you just took off.
Damn.
I've found about 20 in my old wigs. I'll take them off.
I found
and just
a
go
lot in my weave. When I take the braids out, I'll just be like, I'm like, oh, they was all there. They was okay.
That's where they were.
Hey,
that's where
girl.
They were hanging.
And then they're all like rusted because I've been washing my hair.
Because you washed your hair. Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I love this scam. Y'all, if y'all a little hard up, or even if you're not, like, why not just trick children? They're already criminals, okay? They come out with nothing. Babies are born with literally no property. They ain't got nothing to offer. All you're doing is feeding them, housing them, you know, like getting them clothes and shit. Like, what? They're criminals. So you should trick them.
I want this. Judy, please save this for her when she has her first baby. Just keep it and keep it somewhere safe, and we're gonna play it for the kid.
When I let a kid listen, if I have a baby, the baby's gonna get to work immediately. Okay, we're going straight to Sears. They're gonna be like, "Can you dust the placenta off?" I'll be like, "Yeah." Can y'all set the camera up? This baby's getting employed. What y'all need? Oh, somebody to model pacifiers? My baby. Here's my baby. Unemployed baby.
That sounds like what your mom probably said when she had you. I swear, you got it from somewhere. You got it from somewhere.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back with my favorite segment, Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you could be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Cut!
And we are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Yvette with a famous criminal, group of criminals, you know, squad, maybe, we don't know, maybe we love them, maybe we hate them. I have a feeling I'm not gonna love them today. Guys, today, and this is why I needed to have a Black queen on the show, because it's something, I don't know what it is, but if we're gonna assess a Black lady scammer, it needs to be a Black lady scam pod. It just has to. Today, guys, we're talking about, you might know her as Arid Edges, Tumbleweed Follicles. Some sub-Saharan locks. The woman with the driest hair in the game and the driest soul, honey. We're talking about Candace Owens.
Boo.
Boo this woman.
Boo.
We haven't even started and it's boo. It's boo. I will say she has gotten her hairs together since the internet dragged her repeatedly over and over again in perpetuity about her hair. Her hair is anti-black. It is.
I mean, listen, I feel like the ancestors, this is one thing I know. Now, they do a lot of things. But one thing I know that they do is when they are displeased with you, they snatch your edges.
They do.
They come back from the beyond and they snatch them. And no matter how what you do, what edge control you use, however you, it just never going to be right for you.
And I will say to my queens out there who've had a bad braid experience, I have, where they came out from the scalp. We're not talking about you. Mm-mm. Okay.
No, we're not. There's a difference between the alopecia that comes from a tight weave or braid situation mm-hmm. and what the ancestors do to
and
you.
And what the ancestors do.
When you disrespect black people as a black person, is a whole other level of edge snatching.
If you look over here to the side, we got a picture of Candace. She did get the hair together. It's looking much more, it's giving quick weave, but it is looking a lot better than it did. I wish y'all could see her face. Candace Owens is a young black woman we'll call her young. She's a young black woman making waves. Caitlin, don't discriminate. I appreciate that about her. She's a young black woman making waves as a controversial conservative figure. Since 2017, she has been an active voice among the conservative circles and is often taken to debate over her spreading blatant lies. However, it appears that Candace might be a little less a staunch conservative. I heard that back in the day, Candace was a Democrat.
Yeah, she was a Democrat, and she also was not a fan of Donald Trump before she realized it was mm-hmm. lucrative to be a fan of Donald Trump.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, all skin folk ain't kin folk.
No, all just skin folk ain't kin folk.
Yeah. No black person speaks for all the black people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all that, especially when situations come arise like Sean King. Like,
ooh, well, you said black people, though.
Oh, yeah, you right.
Didn't you? You said
Talcum X is
what you had said was that not all black people are kinfolk is what you said.
That's true. We got
to
disqualify that statement
the last one was not a good
statement. You know, Martin Luther scheme is I don't think he's us.
Frederick
Douglass. Okay. Fannie Mae scammer. I don't know if he's one of us, guys.
We just saying we don't know.
But even the way he said he was, he said
his mom was a little loose.
He said his mama was a hoe.
She was loose, and then
he said, "Mama, thou art loose."
That's what he said.
That's what he said, and that's not how we act about our mamas.
That's how I know for sure you probably ain't a Negro. Because
listen, my mama could be running a brothel out the crib. I open the door, a new person every day. I would still be like, she's a good Christian woman.
She's a dear, sweet Christian woman.
She's very embracing.
Never done any wrong. She's a lover of all people.
Of all people.
That's how I would have said it.
Who have coins.
Coins. And she believes in celebrating coins.
Right. We would never.
A black person would never.
Exactly. So Candace's first politically themed video was only posted to YouTube in 2017, a reenactment of her coming out to her parents as conservative. Not coming out to your parents as conservative. Wow. Okay. Oh, Candace. So, however, less than 2 years ago, she was the CEO of an online publication called Degree 180, ironic, that frequently mocked then-candidate Trump, including conducting a mock investigation into his penis size. Okay.
Ew.
So.
Gross.
I don't like the penis size jokes. Like, it's a little transphobic and it's also stupid. Like, mm-hmm. people are born how they're born. But also, like, girl, like, you were doing all this fodder. You were trying to get some clicks, some retweets. So in 2015, a column Candace wrote that was good news that the Republican Tea Party will eventually die off peacefully in their sleep, we hope. So she was, like, really throwing shots at the Republican Tea Party at Donald Trump. Several years later, she blames the site on writer's youth and called one reporter a despicable creature. The site appeared to stop publishing content in 2016. So that's when she pivoted. In the spring of 2016.
Has anybody looked at how many people were checking out that site before she pivoted? I got a feeling it was some anemic numbers before she pivoted. And then when she pivoted, everything started popping. And that's why she's the person she is now.
It's giving three views. It's giving...
I wish they could no see the face sense. I'm making. Just
it's giving
face.
No ads, you know?
No ads.
So in the spring of 2016, Candace created a $75,000 GoFundMe campaign to launch an anti-cyberbullying website, ironic, called Social Autopsy, described as a searchable database of offensive speech found on social media. Wow.
That sounds like something Sean King would love to be part of.
Also, like, what do you mean, like, a searchable database? Like, isn't social media a searchable database?
I would think it is. Did she get that money?
I mean, she said, look, we gonna figure out who bullying you, even though you already know.
You already know.
Oh, we got a video.
Oh, a video. I'm excited.
Introducing Social Autopsy. Our team has crawled through the public interfaces of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, creating real profiles for the individuals that lob hate speech over the web.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like an advertisement for... I guess white people, because everybody's white.
That's what she aligns herself with, and that's, I guess, her choice. Just like she can choose to, I guess she's a Dolezal in the other way. But
it's nothing wrong with supporting white people. Your aim?
The bigger issue is that she's a cyber bully herself.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to figure out how you gonna do a site when they gonna find you. With all her tweets, I call her Auntie Ruckus. I don't even call her name. I call her Auntie Ruckus. And Auntie Ruckus, she bullies everybody. She bullies everything. She sides with horrible people. She's always on the wrong side of the debate. If I see something on Twitter and I find out that she's for it, I'm absolutely against it automatically. I don't even need to look any further than that.
And there's a currency in being hateful online. Sadly, because a lot of people will boost their followings by dunking on people who are mean to them or retweeting things that people have said that was insulting and letting their followers attack them. Mm-hmm. I don't participate in that space. That's why I told y'all, talk to me nice. If you don't, you're getting muted. I won't even block you because I won't give you the fucking satisfaction. So of thinking that I saw it.
Yeah.
But like, there's some people who know that there's a currency in that. There's tons of Twitter accounts that are just literally people saying mean shit because they're like, if I say something mean, people will talk to me. Even if they're yelling at me or they're mad at me, they're talking to me.
Yeah, you know, but I'm the opposite of you in that I do block them. I do repost them, and not so that anybody can get them. I get them myself. I don't need anybody to do my dirty work for me. If I need to get somebody told, I tell them.
But you know we're going to get in there, though.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you repost it, I'm in there.
No. I want y'all to get in if it's something that needs to be said. Like, but it's not, I'm not doing it to get people
purpose.
To defend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a free space. If somebody says something horrible and you have something to say about it, get in there. Because nobody told them to put it publicly on my page. Or to DM me. Once you DM me, you wanted me to know, and I got friends. I want them to know. That's how I do it. But at the same time, I have a reason I do it, not just so that my friends can dunk on them, because, again, I do all my dunking myself. I do it because I want people to know who not to be, how not to be. I want the reaction they get from their hatefulness to be so shocking to their system that they rethink being an asshole. That is the whole reason. Yes, I saw it. Yes, I'm blocking you. But before I do, let me holler at you for a minute.
Right. But the thing is, like, I think those people just want the attention. Like, they don't care.
Oh, no, but they'll get it. They're going to get the attention. They're going to get the attention. They're going to also get blocked. They're going to get reported, and they might lose their page. So they're going to get all the stuff they want. They're going to get a whole bunch of stuff. It's a grab bag. It's a Christmas miracle, a stocking full.
I'm going to say, fuck around and find out.
Listen.
And find out.
I don't play that mess, and people know that. So if they come to my page and also make it good, like, I'm so tired of dumb trolls. Like, please. Right. Put your back into it, because you're going to be blocked right after, so at least make it a good one.
Right, get it quippy, make it
get
cute.
In there.
Check
come
your
on.
Spelling,
come
on. Like,
please
use
check
the right
spelling.
Version of there.
Please
like, come on, help
things.
Us out here.
Do these things.
So, she created this site to basically hunt down herself. Like, who did it? Me? Who did it? I'm going to figure it out. It's like police investigating themselves. We're going to get into it.
We're going
to figure
out
who did it.
Did these crimes.
It's you.
Right.
Okay. So, basically, It was essentially a setup for sanctioned doxing, a term for publishing private information about someone online with malicious intent, and a platform to unmask trolls and harassers. And Candace claims she got pushback from the left. In reality, the initial backlash came from the cultural libertarian YouTubers Matt Jarbo, who had a Mundane Matt channel, I guess, and Chris Maldano, both strong critics of social justice warriors. So you know how people who are racist love to weaponize our words, social justice, woke. I get mad when they take words from us. Like, look, we let y'all have for shizzle. Like, why are y'all coming over here for woke? Like, that's not what woke means. Woke means we woke up and realized that everything is a scam.
That's right.
White supremacy is embedded in the fundamental fiber of every part of this country.
Right.
And you're like, oh, these people, woke culture, woke, woke. It's like, I will give y'all that. Racists got the power to take a word and just make it so lame and
but
ugly
also,
and trash.
But also, why do they want you to be a sheep and asleep, though? Like, even if it is a woke culture, what is wrong with people waking up to how crappy things are? Like, everything that they celebrate is trash. They celebrate trash. The people they elect, the people that they support, the double murderers they invite down to visit their Florida resorts, the Black women who don't know they're Black that hate on Black people like Auntie Ruckus, all of it's trash. It's just trash.
I'm going to title this episode Auntie Ruckus. So Candace also never made it clear how exactly the site would do anything that it claimed to do. Of course she didn't. She just was trying to raise coins.
We're trying to raise money.
Ultimately, many activists and cyber harassment experts weighed in, even contacting Candace personally to explain why the site was a horrible idea. However, she doubled down. Of course she did. Mm-hmm. Blame the activists and continue to collect money from her GoFundMe, because that's why she did it.
Scam.
That's why she made the site. Come on, we can all get a site on GoDaddy for what, $7 a month, sis? Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Scam.
She was like, no, I need to keep raising money for this. Because we helping people. Who have you helped? Don't worry about that.
Myself. I'm people.
Right. I'm people. I'm helping me. What you talking about? United Negro.
Of me.
Of me. Fund.
Fund. Like,
what? So... She claims that the experience was what prompted her to become a conservative, despite conservatives largely leading the charge against the website. So that's when she realized what her bread and butter was. She was like, oh, I'm getting all the attention from these girls. I'm going to just join them. If you can't beat them,
join them.
Hey.
Yo.
So skipping out on rent. Wow, we're making a pivot here. In January 2021, Candace attacked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for being fiscally irresponsible because she could not afford an apartment in Washington, D.C. However, reporter Nathan Bernard exposed Owens by posting a lawsuit that shows she owed rent for a $3,500 apartment. She lived there for 6 months rent-free, then claimed she had gotten toxic mold sickness and threatened to sue the landlord to avoid paying rent.
Scammer.
So... in month one, you wasn't like, achoo, nothing.
No.
It wasn't until 6 months and they were like, hey, girl, the rent is actually not free, that you were like, the mold.
Oh, everything she touches is just gross. I just think she's horrible. I do. I think she's a horrible person.
I mean, you're
do I have to
not
say allegedly?
The only one.
Do I have to say allegedly? If I,
I don't think
if
you have I to say allegedly about opinion.
If
no.
I think she's a horrible person.
So she stopped paying rent in 2016 and then was evicted in January 2017, which coincides with the shutdown of Degree 180 and her subsequent coming out as a conservative several months later. So basically the coins ran out from her GoFundMe.
And her rent scam.
Right. She was limping around the apartment complex with a neck brace on. Talking about mold. They were like, girl, we don't believe you.
She had a neck brace for the mold?
We
in,
see
in
you
your
limping,
mind, in your
we
mind,
just don't believe you.
In your mind, in your mind alone, the mold caused a neck injury and a limp.
Okay. And a limp.
And a limp. Listen, that mold is dangerous, guys. It's very dangerous.
Don't nobody really know what mold do. We just know it's bad. Nobody's ever like, this is what happens because of mold. Like,
now you know, guys. Now you know.
It could be anything. Hearing loss. You know, you say anything. It's like, my leg itch. Whatever. We'll believe you. My tooth came out. Mold.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Oh,
my goodness. Fine with it. So, a legal analyst reviewing the case concluded that there were many unanswered questions, such as, why stay so long if there's a mold issue? That was my first question.
Exactly.
Especially if she could afford a $3,500 apartment. Why?
But she couldn't.
Right. Why sue a year after? And if she started to exhibit symptoms that seemed related to infestation, why not notify a doctor immediately?
Why not?
Logic.
Because it's a scam.
Logic. She said, I went to my healer. We burnt some incense. And then I got a walker from CVS. But I'm still living here. Why?
You know, I always thought when I think about people stealing and scamming, I always am okay with it if it's to help you live, right?
Right. So
if
scam
you,
up.
Yeah, if you need bread and you got a scam to cause a diversion, you can run in, grab some Wonder Bread. God bless. It's for food. What I don't like about what Candace does is Candace scams for clout. She scams for fame. The money comes. If you have clout and fame, the money's going to come. She's indiscriminate in who she sides with. She doesn't care that she harms her people, our people, because it ain't her people. She doesn't care that she harms
she was
black
like,
people.
People.
I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, she, yeah, exactly.
She puts the S on it.
Yeah. And she's, you know, she's kind of moved into another realm of being where she doesn't have to deal with that horrible melanin that is permeating her body skin.
I mean, she still does, but...
She, in
I
her
can't
mind,
lie. It's very hard being a black woman. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I leave.
It is.
But listen, it's like, I can't leave.
It is hard being a black woman because of...
Ethically.
Because of women like Candace Owens, it's harder. But I love it. I love the fact that, one, that we have a community that we have each other's backs. You mm-hmm. know, I love that I don't have to sell out my people to get ahead. I love that I have enough integrity to find my own way without putting a boot on someone's neck. You know, every time Candace does some of the nonsense she does, she sets vulnerable black women and men back. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's okay with that and she can continue to eat well and celebrate her, the life she's quote unquote created on the backs of black people. Like she literally would be the black person in Africa going, that's where the really good people are if you want to enslave some folks.
Right.
That's who she is.
Where the she's boat at? That. I'll lead them here.
Like, yeah, yeah. You want me to stand here to get them to come to you to get
no,
on the
yeah,
boats?
I got that, you.
That's who she is. That's why the ancestors snatched her Regis.
It's so gross. She's so gross. The Freedom Phone. We're going. Candace has recently gotten behind the Freedom Phone, a cell phone touted by conservatives to be the alternative to Google and Apple. Wow, the Freedom Phone. Okay. 22-year-old self-proclaimed Bitcoin millionaire Eric Feynman sells his new smartphone as a part of his goal to prioritize free speech and privacy above anything else. Last time I checked, when you get on your phone, it is free speech. It I'm pretty sure speech. No matter your provider, T-Mobile,
you
Verizon.
Say whatever you want on your phone.
Even Cricket, all the chirps you want.
Oh,
any
is this
chirps.
This the guy?
Yes, nice this is picture. The guy.
Middle
you know,
finger up. Yeah.
Middle finger of the camera, because fuck people who look at your photo, I guess. Never understood the middle finger to the camera, but cool, guys. Super cool. So Feynman claims the phone offers robust privacy features, an uncensorable app store called Patri App that offers access to apps such as Parler, which was banned from most stores following the wake of the January 6th Capitol riots. Duh. However, no specifics for the phone's build have been publicly released, and security experts are concerned. Duh, they're concerned because it's a fake-ass phone. They were like, hey, racist. We got the new Nextel for y'all. I'm like, if you need an untraceable phone, it's called a flip phone, sis. You go to the grocery store, you get one of those, flip it open, talk all the racisms you want. Like, what are we doing? You can get those for $20.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that, you know, it's about the freedom name to it, though. Like, as soon as you, there's a lot of people, a lot of patriots, with quotes, in this country that really, really love anything with a flag and an eagle and the word freedom on it. And it's all about separating people from their money. And the Bible even says in 1 Timothy 6 and 10, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so everything that we're seeing Candace doing and the former guy doing and the Republicans doing is really all about scamming people out of money. And we know what...
Coins.
Yeah, what the love of coins does. It's not the coins. It's the love of coins that causes the problems.
And that's what I don't get, that people don't understand, especially racists. I'm like, bro, like... Y'all gave so much money to help a man build the wall to keep Mexicans
and
out.
Still doing
where the wall at?
Where is
the wall?
And I mean, people forget too that Steve Bannon was indicted for a scam to get the money from people, saying that he was getting the money to build the wall and it really was being used for his own personal use. Like he
Absolutely.
Was indicted for that. He was pardoned by the former guy. But these people, all they care about is getting
money.
People's money. And the thing is, the worst thing about it, the people that they're scamming don't have a lot. Like it's not, they're not scamming their fellow billionaires or millionaires. They're scamming people that work at like Piggly Wiggly. Like making it day by day, minimum wage people. It's crazy.
Y'all, racism is expensive. Like, maybe that'll help point it in the right direction.
Maybe.
It costs so much money to be racist. It would
really
be cheaper
does.
To not.
Like, it really does.
Save money. Don't be racist.
Don't be racist. And save your money from the Piggly Wiggly. Don't send it to them. They don't need your money.
They don't need your money.
And they won't vote to raise the minimum wage, so they're not even trying to help you, which is dumb. If you're really going to scam people for money, then you should be voting for the minimum wage to be raised so they have more money to give you.
Right.
Dummies.
You would think. Dummies. So the Freedom Phone actually appears to be a rebranded Omdigi, a pro-Chinese smartphone that costs as little as $119 on AliExpress. According to cybersecurity expert Matthew Hickey, the phone is notorious for its poor security due to largely... That's what they were selling based on. Damn! Largely to its use of processors from MediaTek. These processors are notoriously used by North Korean regime to implement surveillance and backdoors. But this is... Wow.
Yeah, but go ahead and get your Freedom Phones, everybody.
Right. This Freedom Phone is feeling very much like jail phone. It's giving prison. So Candace promoted and offered a discount code for the $500 phone across her socials. Some suspected financial compensation. Ironically, Twitter users noted that Candace was tweeting from an iPhone as she was promoting the Freedom,
the Freedom Phone. Garbage.
So why are you over here on Tim Apple's device? Why are you not getting free? Why are you not on Parler doing this? Hey, go tweet freedom from the iPhone.
Oh, gosh.
Candace Owens, LLC. We got to blaze through the rest of this.
What is it, too? When you see it, your eyes are dead.
There ain't nothing behind their eyes.
It's no soul. The ancestors snatched that with the edges.
So Candace Owens, LLC. We still talk about this damn woman. We got to get through this woman.
Jeez,
so in a familiar scam your own followers out of donation scheme, Candace found a way to raise money for herself through a for-profit organization. In 2020, Candace ran an anti-Black Lives Matter campaign.
Oh, Jesus.
Sending her followers text messages stating, "Hi, it's me, Coon Candace Owens."
No, she didn't.
She didn't say Coon, but she said Candace Owens. Same thing. The Black Lives Matter movement is getting more power by the day, and we must stop them.
We
stand with me.
We must stop them.
A black. Girl, you know you like woman, extra black. I'm dark skinned. Like, you are unmissable. You're not passing, Tessa. A
quote unquote black woman said, "We need to stop Black Lives Matter." You can't even.
Can y'all believe that she went full Clayton Bigsby and was like, "Can y'all believe this?"
That's why I call her Auntie Records. It's the same energy. It's the same Claytonia Bigsby. Same energy.
She said, "They're over there. Get them."
But you know what? One thing I know for sure about karma, again, because I've lived long enough to know this. It all is being noted. It's all being written down. And this is the thing also I know about scammers that scam not for good. There's going to be something that Candace Owens really wants in life, something that's really important to her, and it'll be the one thing she never has. Mm-hmm. And we may never know what that thing is. I don't need to know what that thing is. It's enough to know that it is never going to make it to her house or into her hand, and that's because she's done dirt. When you do dirt...
Here's the thing. I don't mind scamming racists. It's just if she would do it and not have us involved, like, why am I in it? Like, if you could just leave us out of it and rob these racists in peace, I would be fine with it. I'd be like, absolutely, sis, turn up.
But you can't be a black person scamming racists without saying you also hate black people.
Yeah, you gotta be like,
you gotta double down. You gotta turn on your people to for them to accept you. Because and they know our love is strong. So if you show any type of love for black folk, you're not welcome in the racist circle. So she has to turn her back on us.
That's why the Heather Hayers of the world, the two men that Kyle Rittenhouse murdered and the one that he injured, they were all white. Yep. But white people, I'm going to say all white people, but I'll say racist white people didn't care because the point was, is if you stand with these brown people,
then you're our enemy. Yep. And it was the same thing back in the Freedom Rides, back in the civil rights movement. A lot of white people that were on those buses got killed and harmed because it's like, how dare you go against your race?
Right.
Right. So, yeah, you're right.
And so the link that she sent with this, like, the brown people, they're growing in power and in numbers.
Numbers.
She had a link that redirected a website for her company supporting the initiative, Candace Owens LLC. Now, let me tell y'all, anybody can file for an LLC. OK, it costs like $300. How you gonna send people a link to your LLC? Talk about the blacks, they're coming. If you want to get them, then you need to give money to my S Corp and to my LLC. So she got donations here. Like, how much do you hate Black people? $10 worth? A monthly donation of 25? Do you hate Black people so much that you're giving me $5,000? Show me how much you hate us. I mean them. Oops. Them.
Did you read that with what the website said, though, where it says the Black Lives Matter movement is gaining more power by the day and we must stop them. The radical left is rallying behind convicted criminals and lifting them above real heroes. If we are going to stop this societal spiral, we must join together as conservatives. So Black Lives Matter are convicted criminals. And
all
so
of
who
us.
Are the, so who are the real heroes? Kyle Rittenhouse is the real hero.
The chick that
stormed the castle and got Capitol and got killed. She's a real hero. Donald Trump is a real hero. Is that how this works?
And she had the nerve to put her Black ass on this website. Candace, at least you could not put your photo out here. You are Black. Like, how you gonna be like, get them?
She ain't Black.
She want to be not Black, but I promise you, all them racists, they still see her and talk crap about her every day.
They see her, but she's turned against everything that's Black. So maybe do they give a pass? What's the version of the racist cookout?
What's the racist cookout?
Is there a barbecue?
They definitely got pasta salad.
They got pasta salad. So they probably invited her to the barbecue.
They got pasta salad. They got
raisins is in all of it. I know
raisins is in
raisins,
all the food.
Raisins in all the food.
You know you're drinking light beer, and it's gas station beer. It's gas station beer for sure. Okay, you know, and that's the racist cook.
The barbecue. It's the racist barbecue. We got the cookout. They got the barbecue.
Now listen, I'm from Texas. Some racists can make a mean rib.
little racist rib. You want a little bit of this racist rib?
Listen, sometimes that racist rib be falling off the bone. okay, but the rest of it, I'm like, it's trash.
Yikes.
So last minute appearance cancellations. In 2021, Candace waited until May 25th to cancel a June 19th event at the Washington County Republican Party, WCRP, in Oregon. Though the event had been negotiated the year before, Candace waited until several weeks before to announce the no-show, citing her rigorous breastfeeding schedule.
What?
Okay. You know they got pumps, right? Okay.
What?
She said, I can't come because titty milk. Okay. She said, I can't come. The titties. I was going to come, but I can't.
That also sets back women. I don't know how long. I mean, women have been breastfeeding and taking care of their babies and working for generations. Like come on now. And I'm not belittling how hard it is. I know people that have had babies. It's hard to get the baby to latch on. I know that there are issues. But she's not talking about that. She's talking about her breastfeeding schedule, which is the same schedule most moms have their kids on. You got to feed the kid every 3 hours or whatever it is. That has not stopped other women from fulfilling their jobs. So
She basically said, I can't come because I have a vagina. Did y'all know when you have a vagina, you can't come to places sometimes? It's true. Yeah, I can't come. It's the women's movement, honestly. Feminism. That's to blame. So she was said to be paid $30,000 for the appearance, and WCRP had paid for her travel, flight, accommodations, everything. The host organization offered to make a new accommodation, such as direct flights, but short of Candace's request, like, she wanted a private chartered flight. She wanted a private chartered flight. They were talking about, they did give her a layover. Okay. I don't know if I'm coming for a layover. My titty, I might have to breastfeed my baby too.
You ain't got no baby. You don't have no baby.
But who knows that I don't have a baby? I could be keeping my baby in private.
You could be, but.
I'm working.
Nope.
Okay.
It's not your baby.
Guys, I got a baby. Pampers sponsor me.
That's not your baby.
I got a baby. I got a whole baby over here. You don't know about my baby?
I do know. I do know.
So she wanted a private flight. The host company, they couldn't afford it. It wasn't enough to keep the sold out event on schedule. WRCP, which I cannot say for some reason, reportedly had to issue a $17,000 refund to the guests who were coming because
they wanted
to see Candace and her arid edges. They wanted to see the flammable queen, you know, hopefully away from hot lights. And that's not what they were going to get because she, you know, her baby was babying.
So did she give the $30,000 back?
So, despite Candace's claims, on June 19th, evidence came out that her actual reason for canceling the appearances was because she was making another appearance at the home of a Trump supporter and a country singer, Jason Aldean, for his wife's birthday. Note, in 2015, Aldean went viral when photos surfaced of him in blackface for a Halloween costume. Again, guys, you don't have to do blackface. I've gone as white celebrities for Halloween time and time and again, and I never went to the L'Oreal section and got the alabaster to do so. You just don't have to do it. If you're going to be Britney Spears and you wear the suit and you bring a fake snake, yep, we know you're Britney.
Britney Spears, you're right. You ain't lying.
You don't have to go over there and get cream 240 to be Britney Spears. You don't have to do it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Now, can you explain this to me? So she was supposed to go speak to this group. She mm-hmm. canceled because she had to breastfeed, but then she went somewhere with Jason Aldean. Was she paid for that as well?
So I do not know if she was paid for the Jason Aldean situation. It feels like she was just trying to get her Instagram off and pop. And we got photos of her here with Jason Aldean. It's very hilarious to me that she was like, no, I will come, but titty milk. But now she somehow could bring her breasticles to Jason Aldean's
birthday party.
And I don't see the baby in sight.
I don't see the baby. It's almost like your baby.
Not the same, because I have a baby. Johnson & Johnson, what's good?
No tears.
My baby don't ever cry when he or she sure doesn't. They use
sure Johnson & Johnson. They do not cry ever.
I got a baby. I don't know what you're talking about, but I got a baby. Lexi, we got to blaze through here because damn, Candace got all the scams. So in 2018, Candace began a 501c3 organization called the Blexit Foundation. According to Candace, she came up with the term Blexit. It feels like Brexit, sis. I don't know if you came up with it.
Brexit. She did not.
To describe Black people who have released themselves from the political orthodoxy to belonging to the Democratic Party. In actuality, the term Blexit was taken from a very different movement founded in 2017 by Malaya Connolly with the goal of encouraging African Americans to leave white financial institutions and bank Black.
Wow.
She stole it from a Black woman.
Jesus.
According to the Blexit group, we will no longer participate or contribute to the community that condones our intentional demise, referring to their economic boycotting. So this is what Blexit was really about. And she said, okay, let me sprinkle some racism on that and make it mine. She hit him with a salt bay and was like, racism. Love it. So after stealing the name, for which Blexit Group is suing Candace, she went on to falsely claim that Kanye West designed the merchandise for her foundation.
I remember that. That was a good
story. Wow.
That was I was so glad she got caught in that. Oh, I loved it. Go on.
Said, y'all trying to get these Yeezys, these racist Yeezys, we got Reezys, okay, for racism. So in a series of tweets, Kanye disputed the claim, saying, I introduced Candace to the person who made the logo and they didn't want their name on it, so she used mine. I never wanted any association with Blexit. I have nothing to do with it. Wow. When Kanye mm-hmm. An avid Trump supporter says, my name is Bennett and I'm not in it.
You down bad.
You
doing some mess. And look at the items. The items were not even.
They're not cute.
They're not cute. And it's like the Jumpman. It's Jumpman on there, right?
It's giving bootleg Michael Jordan. This is Jordan. Hotman. This ain't Jumpman. This is Skipman.
X-Man.
Garbage. Yo, why does the racism merch never slap? Like, can y'all please make some merch that's cute?
Because they just happy to be hateful. It don't really need to be cute. They just happy. Let me just put MAGA on something.
It's just right. It's just always giving clip art. It's always giving Microsoft Word, the little paperclip come up in the corner.
What, you are not even old enough to know about that little paperclip. What are you talking about?
I seen him.
Who mama you been talking to?
I seen him before he left. I seen him.
No. You don't know the struggle.
It's giving, like, paperclip mans, like, how can I help you? You want to design race merch? Like, here you go. Like, what? The ghetto. It's ugly. And it's also in these icicle, like, these creamsicle prints.
Yeah, it's horrible. Colors are bad. It's all
bad. Colors are bad. Yeah. Like, what? This is just, I feel bad. Yeah. Anyway. So, though Candace at the time, she apologized to him for feeling used. In October 2021, she said that he outright lied to the world. So she was like, Kanye, my bad. I wasn't trying to bring you into this. And then she was like, he lying. Like,
Did she do that when he was out of the public eye so she could get away with it? Because Kanye will clap back, so.
Truly. So Candace today. These days, Candace continues spending her time on Twitter, appearing on conservative news outlets to suggest that the U.S. invade other countries for their highly effective public health measures. So, wow. So you just gonna say, like, we need to invade countries because they're embarrassing us? Like, there was a tweet that I saw, I believe it was Korea, that was saying that if you refuse to get vaccinated, that you have to pay for your health care if you go to the hospital with COVID. And they were like, we're gonna do you like America. Like, we're gonna treat you like an American. And I was like, damn, that's really embarrassing for us. Cause
you know what I don't understand? Like, even as I'm looking at this picture you're putting up of her, why is anybody listening to this chick? Like, I'm trying to figure out why people are going to her for anything about anything. Just because you got your nice unit on and you finally figured out your lashes, I think. That's a hair issue.
Took
too,
a minute.
Ancestors snatched them lashes too.
They did.
And you got your little power suit on. Now you're serious. Now you're important. Now you know what you're talking about. Like, this magically changed because you got a good weave. Like,
I want to clarify, it's Singapore that was saying, like, this is the quote. If you don't get the COVID-19 vaccine in Singapore, you have to pay for your own hospitalization. But since Singapore has free universal healthcare, they're saying, we're going to treat you like an American, which is the biggest punishment you can give someone.
Wow. I mean,
they not wrong.
It's not like not true.
Now, back to your point. I think that because the R word, racist, is like the worst thing you can call a racist for some reason. Having a black person side with your views.
And say you're talking, say your talking points for you.
Candace been over here like, talk that talk. And then they're like, yes, yes. See, look, we're not evil because look at this brown. Look at this, a black who agrees with us. Like, I think that's why she's been foisted into the public eye, because it makes these people feel more humane than they are, which is so bizarre to me that people would rather perform humanity than actually be a humanitarian and a good person.
Well, you know, it's all for the gram anyway, right? Like, everybody's doing everything for the
gotta do humanity for the gram.
Gotta do humanity and decency for the gram.
Get them likes. Them societal likes, honey. Wow, this is such a political episode. Wow. Guys, I'm going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we're going to come back for the saddest part of the show. So we're going to have to let a vet go. This is a long one. You're welcome.
Robbery!
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black, because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Efron! And we are back, and it's time for the last segment of the show, Scammer of the Week. Guys, we're keeping it. We're staying on the vibes. The Trump Organization is once again being accused of fraud, this time for insurance rented to its New York golf course. When a freak storm flooded the Trump Organization's Westchester County, New York golf course in a nearby town in 2011, the organization used a wildly inflated claim to score an insurance payout of nearly $1.3 million.
Wow.
For a flood, for rain, on grass. Because golf course is grass.
It is grass.
They said, y'all, it's too much rain on our grass and we need $1.3 million. However, the cost to repair the damages was only totaled around $130,000 to $150,000. According to one former employee, the repair work wasn't even completed, saying that they basically just band-aided it. The organization tried to get even more than the $1.3 million, but the insurer withheld the portion because they couldn't produce proper receipts. Additionally, they received a tidy profit after improperly modifying a series of course features that were aimed at controlling flooding, which resulted in major destruction to a nearby village in Briarcliff. So now this golf course is like destroying other people's homes. Allegedly, the Trump Organization had been repeating the scam year after year to bring in more than $2 back from insurance for every dollar that it paid in premium. So they're getting a double. They flipped it. And that's a return of more than 100%. Mounting evidence of shady insurance practices over the years could pose more legal trouble for Trump, who is currently already under investigation.
Love of money is the root of all evil. Because now your scam is destroying other people's homes. Like, I
couldn't do a 45 episode when he was in office because it was just too much for me. But now that he's out, I'm going to have to run it up because this man, the way that y'all have let him rob us.
Define the we. Wait, y'all.
Who is we?
And the thing is, if you do a Trump 45 episode, you're going to have to do a double. It's going to be after double header.
Oh, Lord, it's going to be 4 hours.
You're going to be listing scams for about 5 years.
He is a professional criminal. One of the best. That's the only compliment I can give about him is like when it comes to crime,
he be criming.
Hall of Fame.
He be criming.
Like put the plaque up because nobody is out here robbing like that man.
Like you. 45. Yeah.
Lord.
That's horrible.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. This was so wonderful talking to you.
Thank you for having me, Pumpkin.
And we always ask on the show, where would you like to be found? Any social media, any shows, big shots?
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at YMB, my initials. And then on Instagram and Facebook, it's my full name, Yvette Nicole Brown. But let me just say this clear and succinctly. I am not on Facebook. Instagram updates my Facebook. So if you are sending me messages over there or commenting, I never see it, will never see it because I don't believe in celebrating what happens there. I know Instagram is owned by Facebook. I got it, but it's just a different vibe at Facebook and I can't do it.
I keep it for my relatives.
Yeah, like, I can't do it. And they talking amongst themselves. It's for my relatives too, but they talking amongst themselves. They know to call me if they need me. So that's where I am. And then Big Shot is on Disney Plus. Our second season is coming. Crossing Swords, second season is streaming now. And then, you know, I pop up everywhere. You never know where you're going to see
me. She's booked. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you on the Facebook thing. Why did my auntie, who, God bless this whole situation during COVID, she was down bad. And at one point, the doctors called us and were like, it's over.
Oh, my.
And she made it. She made it out. And I had called her and she took like a year to call me back. Meanwhile, she's like on Facebook all the time, like doing all this stuff. And so she calls me back and I'm like, how are you, auntie? Like, how are you doing? She's like, I'm sorry it took me so long to call you back. Like, I'm doing well, da da da. I think that's why she's calling. She's like, yeah, so the real reason I'm calling is like, why are your posts not shareable on Facebook? Because I've been trying. And I was like,
what?
Auntie.
Talk about your survival.
We have prayer circles. We light candles. You call it because you can't share posts on Facebook, sis.
It's a serious situation over there. People need that thing like air. They be on Facebook like for real.
Guys, as always, you can find us at Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms if you want to see all the photos of all the mess and Candace's dry ass hair. Put some eye drops in first because it could dry you out. if you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure the scam is retired so we don't want to, what? Yeah, fuck up your bag. Scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. If you want to follow me, DivaLacy on all platforms. If you want to watch a Black Lady Sketch Show, season 2 is streaming now on HBO Max, whole thing. If you want to watch iCarly, first season is streaming now on Paramount. Congregation, get into this merch. We're putting it on sale. I'm about to switch it up on you. Go ahead and get it for the holidays. We'll have some discounts. Congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.